We're glad to be here with you early on a Friday morning, the day after the holiday, and to see. Tell me if you got to see some fireworks last night. I think in Chippewa Falls and Mondovi, they canceled it pretty early and rescheduled it, I know, in Chippewa. I don't know, Jason Cairns, do you know, did it happen in Eau Claire last night? Probably did, huh?
I just read something online that said that they had them in Eau Claire last night. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm rarely awake long enough to see the fireworks, but I did hear something going on last night. I just assumed it was my neighbors.
Yeah, I heard a lot of blasting. My neighbors as well. You know, the rain was pretty heavy for a while there, but it seemingly did calm down in time for the fireworks shows and the neighbors to set off everything that they bought. So,
right, which in my neighborhood was a lot. Mm-hmm. So, there were some really loud booms in my neighborhood. So,
how do your dogs handle that?
The dogs we have now are fine with it. My dog Sam that I had was terrible with fireworks.
It
was just miserable when ever 4th of July came around. And unfortunately, at that time, you know, people often don't celebrate the 4th just on the 4th. They do it for a week. And that seems to, when you have dogs who don't do well, it's really bad.
Are those... They're a different type of American, just celebrating before and after the 4th.
Right, exactly,
yeah.
And hopefully with all their fingers.
Hopefully. The big excitement in our home happened yesterday. I'm going to transition out of the music here because my wife went where others fear to go. Cleaning the refrigerator.
Oh, man.
There's things in Tupperware dishes that scientists would fear to touch.
Right.
Things left over in cans.
Yep. And then you think, do I try to save the Tupperware? Do I throw it away?
And what the saving is this is where the husband and wife team come in. And I don't know how single people do this because she's like, I cleaned the fridge, which means there's a bunch of things you need to deal with to the right side of the sink.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. It's bad news.
Some of it goes into the toilet and other things maybe into the garbage, and you just kind of work your way through, and in the end, you've got a cleaner fridge.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you have multiple people in your house, sometimes it's like, I have no idea what this is or how long this has been here. Yeah.
I mean, it does look like a science lab. You're like, wow.
For sure.
What kind of mold is that?
So. Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're just experimenting.
Yeah.
Food science at the
Albertson I think
household.
I may have said to Michael, did you make that?
Yeah.
At least one of them, he's like, yeah, I'll clean. That was a soup I made or whatever. So,
all right. Sure. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that was part of the 4th of July yesterday.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Back to our regularly scheduled music. All right. How about the rest of your 4th? Anything eventful?
It was completely uneventful yesterday. I went for a walk in the morning, did my laundry, watched a couple of movies with Heather, but it was pretty uneventful otherwise, which is fine by me. I used to really get up about the 4th of July, and as somebody who goes to bed early, it's just hard to do that. So
I think I took 2 naps. I mean, it was just like...
Sure.
There was the morning nap, and then there was the afternoon nap.
Yep, that sounds right.
Yeah. Anyhow, your daughter Tessa and my daughter Elena did a little paddle boarding, some swimming, and she was at the 4th. It's become an annual tradition that she goes to the 4th of July party in Altoona that we go to. So.
Yeah, I love that about or that she's able to be a part of that. That's really a neat thing. She left the house early yesterday, and she has to work early this morning.
Oh.
So it was, I was glad she made it home last night, too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's close it out with Acts.
Were you going to finish out that part of 8 to 12?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're going to finish. So we had Acts 4, 8 through 12, and I read your first paragraph. Here's your second paragraph from Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary. You tackle it this way. Beloved, do not miss this psalm's significance. In the psalm, Peter had quoted from Psalm 118, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. You say the priests and elders were committed to honoring my word and following my law as the basis for society, as I looked away from that. But they missed the mark. Every generation is misguided as religious and cultural leaders reject my kingdom's methods for those used by the world, trading love and peace for power and control. But my kingdom and church are built only upon Jesus. Listen to Peter. There is salvation in no one else by which people can be saved. None. My son is the foundation stone of my plan for reconciling all things. There are no alternatives. Very timely words there.
Man, you know, that idea of trading love and peace for power and control, we just see that day by day by day, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And, you know, I think it's a good reminder to turn back to love and peace. I know I certainly need that message on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, great stuff. Timely. I hope to see you for breakfast tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Even though he doesn't need a whole lot these days. All right. Well, the 4th of July holiday behind us, Independence Day. And I think I had a good holiday, Caleb. I got to say, though, I took a couple of naps. There was the morning nap and the afternoon nap.
Man, there you go. Nap Nation showing up.
I was, you know, just realizing how tired you are. These early mornings and long days, work a couple of different jobs, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it takes its toll. And I had the ambition to do more reading, went out on the front porch a couple of different times, and then, you know, did a little journaling, and then after a while, I'm tired. So some of that, there was a lengthy dog walk involved. We've got some friends that we've enjoyed. They've invited us to their house for every 4th of July, I think, since 2020. So that was fun, you know, kind of a 4th of July potluck. And so when it was all said and done, trying to eat healthier. So looking at those beautiful desserts, but trying to, you know, walk on the leaner side, if possible.
Well, I enjoyed some reading yesterday. And actually, the thing about our kids' summer reading challenge, I've been rereading some books that I enjoyed when I was a kid, the Redwall series, just because it's nostalgic and it kind of brings some peace. And so I was enjoying rereading some of that. Also, nostalgia, but not quite as peaceful, was for some reason there was a 2013 wild card game on TV between the Packers and the 49ers. Okay. And I could not remember what happened. Decided not to Google it. And, we had a chance to win it, couldn't get in, tied it at 20, and then Micah Hyde dropped an interception that Colin Kaepernick threw, and the 49ers ended up going down the field, third and long. Jarrett Bush didn't keep contain. I know no one else cares about this, but you and me. Jarrett Bush didn't keep contain. Kaepernick broke contain on, like, third and long, ran for a first down. They kicked a field goal and beat us. And I was just thinking about that Packers team. It's like, man, that was a really good team, even though Rodgers was gone for seven games, I think it was eight or nine games that season, too. Anyway. So that was nostalgia.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
And it just dredged up all the pain of that loss.
Yeah.
But I also enjoyed some sleep yesterday. I slept into like 7 o'clock. Mm. And I was like, wow. Because I realized I woke up because I didn't reset my alarm. And I realized, hey, I don't have to get up for anything.
Right.
So I slept
yesterday.
And we ran some errands and also had a great trip to Whirlybird. Cooper in particular was just exultant over his Bomb Pop lemonade that he had their 4th of July special at Whirlybird. I mean, he just loved it. Absolutely loved it. And just such kind folks over there. So we had a great family outing to Whirlybird and inviting folks to come join us at Whirlybird for Summer Smile Stop number 3, which is coming up this Wednesday with lots of fun planned.
I saw your poll on the social media too.
Yeah. So again, we have $1,950, so almost $2,000 in a matching challenge available thanks to our sponsors for Hope Gospel Missions, Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children. So folks can still weigh in on that poll. And basically the last time I said, if we meet the challenge for the last Summer Smile Stop, I'll get a pie in the face. Well, this time I gave you some options. So you can either say, hey, nothing has to happen. You can make me do push-ups. I could get another pie
in the face.
I voted
for push-ups.
Or, yeah, it seems like the prevailing opinion so far has been a giant water balloon burst over my head, which I'm talking big, like foot-long water balloon, a party balloon, but filled, because we did it at Bible school and it worked out pretty well. So I am willing to do that. But again, if it becomes the water balloon, I think I've got a good chance of staying dry. And again, I'm saying this to kind of challenge you, because I don't think we're going to raise $2,000 in 2 hours. So this is set as a challenge. I'm saying, I don't think y'all can do it, meaning I want you to do it. So let's see.
The generous sponsors have really backed this cause, for sure.
So again, nearly $2,000 available to be matched. Whirlybird Coffee Code, take a coffee break with us this coming Wednesday from 11 to 1. Lots of fun, lots of room for the kids, and we've got more games than ever before. You know what? Even with the holiday week, we're still working feverishly behind the scenes to get you caught up in everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, a university in Vietnam has removed a height requirement for incoming students.
Yeah, it said you must be at least this high to ride this financial burden that will be with you for the next 20 years.
Yay!
The fastest growing group of injured motorcycle riders is people over the age of 50.
It's just so hard to find a bifocal windscreen.
Indeed.
The average age of our cars and trucks is now 12.6 years old.
12.6 years old, so enjoy the time you spend with them now, because once they become teenagers, they won't want to have anything to do with you. Well, a giant sinkhole, did you hear about this? A giant sinkhole opened up on a soccer field in Illinois.
Well, that's one way to keep your opponents from scoring.
More effective than the U.S. men's national team.
The first presidential debate was last Thursday.
It might have been more interesting if a giant sinkhole had opened up onto the stage. In other news, Amazon is now a $2 trillion company.
To expand, the company's now offering two-day shipping to other planets.
Is there anything Prime can't do?
And finally, obesity rates in the U.S. continue to climb.
We're just living up to that part of the Constitution that says we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of donuts.
That's my favorite part.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, just a little bit of an intro for one of our great gift offer songs this month, featuring the album Deeper Waters from Jeremy Camp. And of course, he's the Friday night headliner at OneFest, encouraging you in the strongest possible terms. Please make sure you join us there. It's going to be wonderful. And this new album from Jeremy, getting you acquainted with so many of these songs before you may hear them live. And again, that CD, yours for a suggested request gift of $45 or more to the nonprofit ministry of WIB Inc. or Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcasting Incorporated this month. And so this is a tune that I heard from the album Deeper Waters from Jeremy Camp yesterday. Sam played it when he was filling in for us on the WIB Wake Up Show. And I was just thinking about this and some close friends of mine who've been through the ringer, to say the least. I mean, just struggling and hurting and trying to get their lives right with God. And just, it seems like things aren't getting any better. And just wave after wave of hurt and so this song from Jeremy Camp is called Better, and it just absolutely struck a chord with me yesterday. And so I wanted to read some of these lyrics for you. Jeremy's been very open, again, about his struggles with mental health and anxiety. And I can relate to that personally and also empathetically from others who've been going through just some difficult times. And this song of hope and faith, even if it doesn't get better, is just, I believe, rich with the fact that our God can be trusted. So here's a few lyrics from this song from Jeremy Camp. I've screamed into the silence, and all I heard was doubt. I've prayed to see the sunshine, but the rain kept coming down. I've wrestled with the concept that your plans are always good, because half the time it doesn't go the way I think it should. But you know things I never could. So if I never understand or ever see the promised land, if you don't answer my questions on this side of heaven, I'm going to trust the way you work. When you don't rush to heal the hurt, my heart's still yours forever, even if it never gets better.
I've screamed into the silence, and all I heard was doubt. I prayed to see the sunshine, but the rain kept coming down. I've wrestled with the concept that your plans are always good, 'cause half the time it doesn't go the way I think it should. But you know things I never could. So can't unlock the mysteries, 'cause I don't hold the keys. Can't look into the future, 'cause I don't see the way you see.
I will let you lead the way, even if it breaks me.
A short week for us, Caleb, thanks to Sam Aberley for sitting in on the holiday yesterday. So the best of the week drawn entirely from just two shows, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Here is our latest entry. They'll show you how it's done. Calling from, I believe, the Plum City area.
This is the Derek family, and we're going to sing our favorite Toby Mac song.
Help is on the way, right in the corner. Help is on the way, coming for ya. Help is on the way, yeah, yeah. I'm living up life to say, help is on the way.
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late.
Alva, we didn't get this solved, but got a pretty good feeling about this. I think it won't take too long. Maybe Tuesday Trivia gets solved on a Tuesday for the first time in a long time.
I know that various female purses can be very large, but, I mean, how many things can you put in there? You're not going to guess a tractor, right?
Yeah. Hey, this is Randy from Stanley with a Toby Mac try for those tickets. Help is on the way. He's never early. He's never late. It could be midday or midnight.
All right, guys, this is Paul from Willard. I cannot believe I'm doing this, but I guess it shows what men do for their wives. So to try to win my wife these tickets. Because when my world falls into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me.
One in four women keep this in their purse. One in four women keep one of these in their purse. 25% of the ladies do this. 25% of ladies keep this, keep what, in their purse. What could it be? This is Linda from Chippewa.
Lights shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the soul. Lights shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people making music for the people.
Ruth from Tony.
What do you think,
Gum
Ruth?
Or mint? Gum or mint?
Gum or mint.
Well, getting two guesses in
smart,
in one.
She did it, so we're going to allow it, and that's not it.
If you have a hookup that we can meet Jim Leonard, we also would enjoy that.
Yes, thank you.
Because I just assume everybody in Tony knows Jim.
I'm sorry for this. This is Kevin from Fulton City, but you asked for it. It's been a long year. It's almost taken me down, I swear. Life was so good. I'm not sure I know what I had.
This is Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Mark. I saw your mom the other day.
And your dad came in the other day, Mark, so it's just...
We've been seeing your parents.
All in the family.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go with a pair of glasses.
A pair of glasses. Maybe you have the readers in there, the regular glasses. Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Sorry.
Not what we're looking for.
Hi, Shelby from Medford.
All right, Shelby, what do you think?
Is it a toothbrush?
Is it a toothbrush? One in four women keep a toothbrush in their purse?
Why would you say that, Shelby?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I keep one in my desk, but not my purse.
All right.
Well, Shelby,
you're absolutely correct. Way to go, Shelby.
You're going to One Fest. Shelby from Medford guessed 25% of ladies keep a toothbrush in their purse. And courtesy of the Pine Lodge Shop of Chautauqua, we're sending you to One Fest with a guest and parking. How about that?
Awesome, thank you.
Hi, my name is Jennifer from Augusta.
It may be midnight or midday. It's never early, never late. He gonna stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to say, help is on the way. Round in the corner, help is on the way. Coming for ya, help is is on the way. Yeah, yeah, I live another life to say, help is on the way. Thank you. Have a great day.
Dang, girl. Wow. Tell me you sing in church. That was something. Jennifer from Augusta. Here is the winning voicemail again by random pick. Here's who wins.
Does it don't matter where you come from? I know we can get through this. It might feel like it's been so long, but we keep on keeping on.
Well, well done. That's Tamara from Holcomb. And you, Tamara, are going to OneFest courtesy of Trendstone Surfaces in Eau Claire.
Congratulations. Thanks so much to our friends at Trendstone Surfaces for sponsoring. And we're so appreciative to all of our sponsors who make our OneFest coverage possible. And thanks so much to Tamara in Holcomb. She doesn't have to wait to tomorrow to win. She won today.
That's really good. You should have saved that for Make Us Laugh Monday. Well done. Again, the second time hearing it. Well done, Havel. The best of the week.
A lot of listeners. I'm going to have to count it up. There may be a record for a number of listeners in the wrap-up here.